Quantum uncertainty. Dancing with shadows. A Leapison's journey through quantum uncertainty. The universe is vast and ancient, woven from light and gravity, stars and silence. But if we take a deep breath and peer closely, closer than atoms, closer than anything we can see, we find ourselves in a world stranger and more enchanting than we ever imagine. It's a world where particles dance like whispers, where nothing is quite solid, and where certainty itself begins to dissolve like morning mist. This is the quantum world. And at its heart lies something called quantum uncertainty, a truth so profound and peculiar that it reshaped science, philosophy, and our very idea of what it means to know something. Let's take a gentle walk through this mystery together. The certainty we left behind. For most of human history, we assumed the universe worked like a clock. A very large, very complex clock, but a clock nonetheless. If you knew all the pieces and how they moved, you could predict what would happen next. This was the world of Isaac Newton, solid, logical, dependable. Throw a ball, and it follows a path. Move a planet, and gravity responds. Simple cause, clear effect. But in the early 20th century, scientists began to peer into the fabric of reality more closely than ever before. And what they saw was not a clockwork universe at all. It was a shimmering dance of probabilities, a kind of cosmic uncertainty woven into the very structure of existence. The uncertainty principle. A new kind of truth. One of the first people to glimpse this was Werner Heisenberg, a young German physicist who in 1907 proposed something radical. He suggested that, in the quantum world, you cannot know everything at once. Specifically, if you measure a particle's position very precisely, you lose clarity about its momentum, that is, how fast it's moving and in what direction. And the reverse is also true. If you know the momentum, you cannot pinpoint the position. This isn't a flaw in your measuring tools, it's a fundamental truth about how reality behaves at microscopic scales. This is called the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, and it can be stated mathematically, but the soul of it is beautifully simple in the tiniest corners of the universe. Certainty has limits. You must choose what to know clearly. You cannot have at all. Particles in the mist. Why this happens? So, why does this happen? Imagine trying to take a photograph of a dancer mid-spin in a dim room. If you shine a bright light to see where she is, you might alter her movement. If you film her movement in the dark, you might not know exactly where she was. At quantum scales, particles behave a little like at dancer too delicate to pin down without changing the very thing you're trying to observe. But it's deeper than just interference. It's not just that our act of measuring disturbs the particle. It's the particle does not have a precise position and momentum at the same time. It simply doesn't exist in that way. Think of a particle as a kind of probability cloud, a region of maybes rather than a pinpoint of here. When we measure it, the cloud collapses, and the particle appears to be in one place or moving in one way. But before that moment, it's like a shadow of possibilities, a whisper of potential futures. a universe of maybes. This is what makes the quantum world so disorienting and so poetic. Particles don't exist in the way we expect. They are not tiny marbles flying through space, but rather waves of possibility. Electrons don't orbit an atom like planets around a sun. They swirl in fuzzy shells where they're likely to be found. This fuzziness, this not quite here, not quite there, is at the heart of quantum physics. It is not a bug. It is the feature. It is, in a way, the soul of the universe uncertainty baked into being. Schrödinger's cat. The thought experiment that haunts us. No conversation about quantum uncertainty would be complete without a visit from a certain cat. Erwin Schrödinger, another brilliant physicist, created a thought experiment to show how strange this all is. Imagine a cat sealed in a box with a radioactive atom. If the atom decays, it triggers poison, and the cat dies. If the atom doesn't decay, the cat lives. But quantum physics says the atom exists in a superposition both decayed and not decayed until someone opens the box. So is the cat dead or alive before we look? According to quantum theory, it's both until the moment of observation. The cat exists in a suspended state of dual possibility, a symbol of quantum weirdness that still sparks debate and confusion to this day. Of course, in real life, cats don't behave like atoms. But the metaphor is powerful. It reminds us that in the quantum world, reality isn't decided until it interacts with something else. Until then, it is a symphony of maybes. Why, this matters more than you'd think. You might be wondering, all this is fascinating, but does it matter beyond the lab? The answer is yes, profoundly so. Quantum uncertainty isn't just an abstract idea. It underpins quantum computing, MRI scans, semiconductors, laser technology, and the very structure of chemistry. Your smartphone exists because of quantum physics. The GPS in your car relies on clocks so precise that quantum effects must be accounted for. And beyond the practical, it changes how we think. It humbles us. It says that not everything can be known with total certainty, that ambiguity is not failure, but a feature of the universe itself. Philosophy and wonder. Quantum uncertainty invites not just scientific curiosity, but philosophical reflection. What does it mean to live in a world where things are not fixed, but fluid? Where probability is more real than certainty? It echoes ancient ideas that reality is more like a wave than a wall, more poem than blueprint. It suggests that perhaps consciousness itself plays a role in shaping the world. That observation and awareness are not passive acts, but part of the unfolding of reality. Some thinkers have taken these ideas further, speculating on parallel worlds, entanglement, and even the role of human consciousness in collapsing probabilities. While these remain areas of debate and wonder, what's clear is this and the universe is not a rigid mechanism, it is an unfolding mystery. Embracing the unknown. So what is quantum uncertainty at its heart? It is the universe reminding us that we do not know everything and cannot. that at the smallest scales the world's a flicker, a breath, a tide of maybe and maybe not. That certainty is an illusion we carry from the macro world and must gently let go of when we peer into the quantum sea. It's not frightening, really. It's beautiful. Uncertainty is not chaos. It is openness. It is the space in which potential lives. It is the gap between heartbeat and heartbeat, where possibility hums. The universe, it turns out, is not built on bricks and bolts alone. It is also built on mystery, on shadow, on poetry of what might be. And somehow, that makes it all the more wonderful. Written by Sal 2000 and B. Groves McDaniel. Re-edited and transcribed by B. This file can be freely shared, but please leave this credit section intact. March 2025.